There's a number of people here who've seen the display. It's very striking evidence of all the real human suffering that has happened in Iraq over the last couple years. I'm going to ask a couple people here who've seen and also helped work with the display to say a few words. Could you say your name?
Yes, it's Janine Bruton.
And where are you from, Janine?
I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
You came here, saw the display. Did you see it on the first day, or was it just today you came in?
No, this is the third day I've been here.
Can you describe to me what the display looked like to you, what it was?
It was an ocean of black boots and a sea of civilian shoes, from babies' booties to grandmother's slippers, representing the Iraqi citizens who've been killed in this war.
You must have some connection to this story. What's your connection? What do you know or see when you see these boots?
Well, the personal connection is that the Quakers' peace testimony is the most difficult for me until now. But having been here, it may be the easiest. I've written a poem in response to my being here. And if I could, I'd like to read it.
Please do.
It's called, You Are Still Invited to the Wedding. July 6, 2005. 1,748. July 7, 2005. 1,751. Three more pairs of black military boots added to the sacred ground. The rows, like gravestones, mark the fallen. Rows set with military precision in lines of perfection on the horizontal, the vertical, the diagonal. At attention, Sergeant First Class Richard Gottfried, 42, Missouri. Sergeant Dennis A. Carroll, 33, Nebraska. Corporal Henry LaVon Brown, 22, Mississippi. SSG David Day, Minnesota. Lance Corporal Nazario Serrano, 20, Texas. Name removed at request of family. Private First Class Anthony S. Miller, 19, Texas. Specialist Rodriguez A. Yeomans, 22, South Carolina. SSG Victor M. Cortez III, 29, Pennsylvania. He wanted to have his own Christian band, Better Days. He wanted to be a father. There will be no the fourth. We buried his dreams with him 6 days before Christmas.